I just want to say thank you, Dutch, for the welcome and the smoking. And we've all gone through. We're here today to, and I think one of the key things that Dutch said there today, you know, this is a very key moment in history. And it's not ironic. I think it's just the circumstances and the old fellows are working with us to make sure it's done the right way. Because this fight that we're about to go on is a very different one that we did in the 70s and 60s. I think we all agree, and a lot of people have been saying to me, this is our last stand. We lose this one, it's all over. And I think we need to accept the fact that it is all over for our people if we don't make a stand. We've been getting little wins all around the place, and like I said yesterday, what we're going to have to do is just keep chipping at the foundations of this society, because this society, even the High Court of Australia said, you know, it's a very fractured skeletal framework that exists in this country. And I think we are the people who got the power to bring down that weak skeletal framework. And the ball is in our court. And what Dutch said there is about the smoking and about everything here now. You know, this is a time when we really got to lay our cards on the table, where we're going to go, where we want to go, because we got a very hard fight ahead. And if we don't, and I say this in all honesty, if we do not make an effort to truly bring this old fight struggle together and take it one way, then we're not going to survive, because these white fellows are very clever. They got the resources at splitting us straight down the middle or splintering us off into little groups. The moment that happened, you can kiss it goodbye. And that's the reality. And, you know, we all go back and we fight our own little battles and protect in our own corners. But I think this is something not just for me, it's not for Dutch, it's not for any one person. This is about all of us. This is about our kids, this is about our future generations and how we want to be. So we've got some documents here that we want people to have a look at, throw around, you know, rip it up, replace it, change it. We need to get some wording right so we can get out amongst our mob and get our people working off one page around this country. Right now, the embassy movement is starting. It's got its own momentum now. It's got its own life. It always had its own life. But it's now, I think, cemented our cause and is starting to give people hope and belief. I think what we've got to show, as people who've been in the movement for a long time, we have to show leadership. That's what our people are lacking. A lot of our young people are lacking is leadership. And we need to show that leadership. But we also need to show how, even though we may have differences, difference of opinion, we still know that we have a common cause. We have one purpose. And that's what I hope we can settle on here today, is that we have one movement, we have one purpose, and we all move together for that one purpose. I think that we have a lot of clever people here amongst us, and I think we all need to put our heads together. Now, for those of you who are non-Aboriginal people, let me say that we will not be... Please don't think that we're rude if we want to talk amongst ourselves and sort out a few little things, you know, in the first instance. It's just we got to do blackfella business. You know, sometimes you might hear a few of those expletive words from time to time that the white fellas taught us, but I don't think that it'll come to that. But if it does, it's our way of sorting things out. But at the same time, I think we got the core here of a really solid movement. And like I said yesterday, we're going to be the arrowhead. And if we're going to be the arrowhead, we need to put as much poison on that arrowhead as possible. And we need to go ahead with that. And for the non-Aboriginal people, a lot of non-Aboriginal people have been contacting me recently. And a lot of people are saying, where do we fit? Where do we fit in this movement? And quite honestly, I say, can you give us some time to think? Because we really haven't worked that out yet. And, you know, I'm being fair dinkum, I'm straight up line. I haven't worked that out. And what we, and I, for my own mob who are supporting, and there's quite a few more Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal people. The other thing is that there are a lot of farmers. Believe it or not, a lot of farmers are starting to look at Aboriginal people in our movement, and they're starting to say, well, wait a minute, if it's the traditional owners who can stop all this exploitation and destruction of the country, then the farmers are starting to say, we might need to talk to them fellas. Now, that's going to be one of the greatest absurd, I don't know, to me it's an absurd alliance for farmers and blackfellas to be coming together to fight for land rights. You know, That's one of the. I find that quite extraordinary. But if that's the way it's going to go, well, then we have to go. We have to go with the spirits. And if that's how it works, then we got to make sure that we're going to come out at the other end with a little bit more than what they got now. The other thing a lot of people are saying is that, look, if this sovereignty movement is going to separate, split the country, well, then, you know, where do all us white fellas fit on that, in that scenario? And a lot of, you know, like I know a lot of black fellas say, well, let's get, you know, there's enough boats out there, we can start putting them on them out there, look, cargo ships, and just say, which place do you want to go to? But anyway, that's not a reality. And so what we have to do is we have to start working these things. And these are some of the things that's going to have to be in the back of our minds. Quite honestly, right now, I'm saying to them, you fellas have got a reasonably comfortable life as you are. Us black fellas have still got to work ourselves out and work and develop a power base within ourselves. And I'm not too worried about getting too much engaged in all of that processes with them mob there for the moment. They can go and pay their rent and do their thing in their houses. But we got our own job to do, so... You know, we just need to now design how this movement's going to work. It won't work with one person, it won't work with two, it's going to take a lot of people. We need to build the army, we need foot soldiers, we need generals, we need all those people who've got a plan. We need all of that. And everybody and anybody who can offer something, we need to know your expertise, we know what you're willing to do, what time you're ready to commit and put together, because this is not going to be easy. And we all know that the greatest enemy that we're going to be facing, in part, is many of our own mob. And so we've got to deal with those things as well. So I hope we can talk about these things and at least get some idea, a bit of a skeletal framework, but we build it a little bit stronger than the white fellas have got at present, just so that we know where we're going. And so I'll leave it open for anyone else before we get in there and start talking.